We're headed to Ellis Pond. We're just 3 blocks from my house. It's the top of the island. Everything flows down from here. My name is Warner Liu. I've been working in Alaska since 1976 with salmon and herring as a biologist, as a fisherman. The current job is a fleet manager in Bristol Bay. And as a side project, I've taken on smoked herring. So as you look across the pond here, it's about, maybe 100 yards to the far shore. I was a biology nerd early on. So I would go to the public library and read everything on reptiles and amphibians. Don't ask me any flat questions, please. If it didn't have legs or fins, I didn't know about it. If it had scales, it caught my interest, caught my eye. As kids, we were just drawn to this place because there's so much life here, so much to do, so many things to catch. That's how we spend our day, just trying to chase tadpoles. So Ellis Pond is the genesis of my work in Alaska, in fisheries, in seafood, and this led me to herring. And the herring, which I consider the Rodney Dangerfield of fish, no one wants it, no one eats it, and I think it could have a better fate. Okay, I'll give you the house tour. Let's start in the back. Right behind you, this drum is full of fish oil, pollock oil. We process pollock in Alaska. And when you grind up the frames into fish meal, fish oil is one of the byproducts. In 2004, I started making biodiesel out of fish oil. And I had a string of derelict Mercedes, and I committed to work on fish oil. It smells like a grease fire at a teriyaki joint. And I felt totally liberated driving on fish oil and not on petroleum products. And now my backyard looks like a meth lab, so come on to the back room and I'll show you the stash. Got about 1,000 cans of smoked salmon, another 1,000 of shad. And in the rest of the house, there's another 5,000 cans of smoked herring. I'm worried about my floor caving in, so I've just spreading out the cans throughout the house. In the canning process, the heat and pressure, after about half an hour, actually it's 27 minutes, the bone will go soft. I left them in the herring because, one, they're edible, they're a source of calcium, and I hate wasting food. My parents, both second-generation Chinese-Americans, my mom grew up on a farm in California, not a whole lot of money, and you made do without money. Food was precious then, and I guess that carried on to the rest of us. The current theme in all my projects is that it's something that's not being used that could be. Food is precious. It's hard to make, whether you catch it wild from an ocean or you're trying to raise it farmed in a pen or vegetables, whatever the item is, food production is difficult. And especially coming from the ocean, it's precious stuff. And I hate to see all this trouble taken, all the energy, all the human effort, and we're not fully utilizing, that's not even a good phrase, we're not enjoying it as best as we could be. Here, have a taste.